Andrew, you are not giving out Slim Jims for trick-or-treating.
I have to. I mean, it goes along with my Halloween costume. I was talking with my wife and my mother-in-law and sister-in-law the other day, and we decided collectively I should be Macho Man Randy Savage, and Slim Jims have to be the go-to thing to hand out.
Slim Jims, that's Macho great. Man Randy Savage. Now, that's different.
It's different.
It's not candy.
But it's gross.
Well, I mean, it's kids. Kids love gross stuff.
You know when you squeeze a Slim Jim and that Slim Jim juice comes out?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. All right, well, give me your best Macho Man to see if at least you got the voice down.
All right, give me one second here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah!
I said Macho Man, not Kool-Aid Man.
Okay, well, Kool-Aid Man's really, oh, yeah! So, sorry.
That's what you
did. A little bit different in my head.
That's what you just did.
Cut a promo on Hogan.
Yeah, cut a promo on Hogan.
Jesus. It's been the longest time since I've tried to cut a promo there. God.
Come on. Come on.
It's Monday.
You got this.
You got to get ready.
Come on.
All right. Here we go. So,
yeah.
I guess it would go something like,
Yeah?
All right, so here we go. And when WrestleMania comes, all right, Hulk Hogan, all right.
No, as Macho Man.
I know.
Macho Man. Cut the promo. Cut the promo as Macho Man.
I'm trying my best here, but obviously not very good at the impression. The whole thing was supposed to be the Slim Jim.
We got it, but we're a little deeper than that. We take layers.
You're doing great.
Come on, keep going.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Here we go.
Right, here we go.
Here we go. All right. Cut a promo on Hogan.
No.
Andrew?
No, don't go.
Come on, Andrew.
Let's say Hogan. Hold on, let me help him out. Let's say Hogan just besmirched Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, may she rest in peace.
Now take it. What?
She's dead.
Is she?
Yeah, Miss Elizabeth died years ago.
Damn.
But I mean, let's say
the guy's doing is dead. So
let's say Hogan dug up the body of Miss Elizabeth and he filmed himself having sex with her. So go ahead and cut a promo on Hogan. Go.
I'm to be perfectly honest with you, if I'm Macho Man Randy Savage and I see Hogan dug up the body of Miss Elizabeth, I don't even think I'd be like, angry. To be honest with you, I'd be like bawling, crying. Let's be honest here, right?
All right. How about horrible. This? Let me give him a new scenario.
Can it with the jibber jabber.
Let's say a kid comes to your door for trick or treating, and you open it up as Macho Man. Go.
You ever take any improv comedy classes?
He doesn't know who Macho Man is.
I don't think you know who Randy Macho Man is.
Are you a robot?
I am clearly a robot. That's it. Yep.
Come on. All right. Listen, I'm a little Hulk Hogan, and I knock on your door, and ding dong, ding dong. Now cut a promo on me. I'm Hulk Hogan.
I'm telling you, like, I did my best with the oh yeah, and it sounded like Kool-Aid. Like, that's as close as I got.
Oh, man. You're not even willing to try, are you?
You got nothing.
Andrew, we'll give you a prize. Come on, dude. You're giving a horrible name to Macho Man impersonators everywhere.
I never said it was impersonator. It's just Halloween.
Yeah, but you're the one who brought the Slim Jim to the table. Now, take us home, Big Daddy.
All right. So, the best that I'm going to be able to do, and if we're trying to cut a promo here against Hogan, would have to be something along the lines of...
Of?
Andrew?
Yeah, I can't even get the voice out, to be honest with you. I'm telling you.
This guy's the worst.
Like, I've got a scratchy throat.
You could have done it like 20 times by now.
Stop the filibustering and get with the Macho Man. Come on, dude.
I love this guy.
All right. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be able to pull it off.
Well, it's certainly not for lack of trying. Come on.
Exactly.
Come on, just give us a little something.
Apparently, Macho Man is on the hotline.
What?
Maybe he could get some inspiration.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to throw you on hold real quick, Andrew, because we have the legitimate, real-life Macho Man Randy Savage on the phone with us right now.
This guy is the worst.
He really is, isn't he, Mike Calta?
And that is leave, huh?
Hey, is Moonshine Miller filling in for Spanish tomorrow on your show? I just saw that on Twitter, and I love Moonshine Miller. I do love Spanish, too.
You say fill in, I say slowly pushing him out of a job.
Nice. What brings that about? Why is Spanish missing, and why is Moonshine there?
Oh, it's a great story. Spanish is taking a sixth vacation this year. At least it's a good one. He's had such great opportunities to go to places like Ouachula, I don't even know if that's a real city. for some horrible heavy music festival that he needs to go to and not take, not only take one day, but take 2 days off this weekend.
Gotcha. Well, at least Moon...
Wachula is a place.
Wachula is definitely a place.
Alachua?
No, Alachua is also a place, but so is Wachula. Well, good. Well,
it sounds like it's a place.
So then Moonshine Miller will be in the studio with the Drunky Drunk Girl Party also in the studio.
I know what you're thinking. There's a potential for rape, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, a lot of sexual assault charges being filed, dig it.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I don't think Moonshine Miller is going to drink, but if he does, he does.
I hope he does.
Or if he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. I really hope he does drink, because a drunk Moonshine Miller is a fun Moonshine Miller, and I'm looking forward to watching the shenanigans go down on the Bone TV tomorrow.
Is there going to be a phone party this time?
Ooh.
No phone. I don't want Nikki to have to get mad and clean anything up.
Nikki. Burn.
There was no... I didn't say anything. Somebody was trying to make drama out of nothing.
Talk radio listeners don't do that. We know them better than that. Talk radio listeners never try to make drama out of nothing.
But there was some conversation about if there was throw up in the studio that you said that they would need to clean it up.
You guys tried to say that I needed to put a team together to clean the studio up after their party, and I said that Spanish and Carmen.
He's right. He can't come in there and risk infection. Drew and Seth need to be healthy, and most people need to be germ-free in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't you even say that Carmen and Spanish do a great job and they clean after the show every single time?
Well, Spanish isn't going to
be here. Spanish is going to be out.
Yeah. So Carmen is.
She's drunk.
Oh, that's between you and Carmen then. I think Carmen will have something.
Okay, I clean up after us. She cleans up after you guys.
Oh, yeah. I know. You did a great job the other day.
Oh, no. That wasn't us.
The place didn't look like the pictures you guys posted.
Well, we could go back and forth about whose fault
Well, we know whose fault it is.
Ours.
Do we?
We fell on the sword on this one. It's definitely our fault.
It wasn't us.
Our fault.
Johnny B.
Not his fault. Well, thank you for checking in, and I hope that you'll call in during Jacob Two Time's birthday party tomorrow, because I know he'd love to hear from you.
Probably not, because he's bad enough, so I'm like glow sticks for Halloween anyway. Hey, by the way, I'm just kidding. I love Jacob Two Times, and I was at the bakery today, and I heard all about his cake. It sounds awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the Alessi people are hooking us up, man.
Wait, did you hear about both cakes, Mike?
I heard about one that I don't want to say because I don't want to screw it up, but the one that she described to me at Alessi was sounded fantastic.
Yeah, that must be.
And the one with the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
just made Seth's year. Well, thank you, Michael. I hope things go well tomorrow for you, and thanks for checking in.
Goodbye.
Ooh, yeah. Let me tell you something about Andrew, okay, dig it?
Is he still there, Macho Man?
You want to dig up the body of Miss Elizabeth and defile the corpse of my former bride by having sex with her while you're filming on video. Ooh, yeah.
Andrew, did you learn anything there?
I must be my phone connection, but those Randy Savages sounded a whole lot like John Gruden to me. I'm not going to lie.
Like, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. At least we're willing to try.
He wouldn't even try, but he's knocking someone else's attempt.
The one time I did try was Kool-Aid, and apparently my Macho Man is Kool-Aid, and that's as far as it's going to get.
You said one word.
I said two words. It's not much better, but...
All right. Give it one more try. Come on, Andrew. You can do this.
All right. One more try just as...
Just do it!
Well, Nikki should do her Macho Man first.
Yeah, come on, Nikki, you first. Show them how it's done, son.
Oh, yeah. I've never
said
exactly
what I did.
Okay, well, I don't even know who the man is, and you're dressing up like him for Halloween.
Dig it.
She got you there.
Dressing up?
Yeah, you are a fan of him, obviously.
Still stalling.
Fair enough.
So go ahead.
All right, so only thing it has to be something along the lines of, well, come here, little kids. Come get your Slim Jims. And, I mean, to be honest with you, that's probably the best I can do, which, understandably, not very good. But
Andrew, I like you a lot. This has been a great phone call, maybe the cut of the day, but I think you got to take this Halloween off this year.
Yeah. Go ahead and let somebody else imitate Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Take the Slim Jims back.
Yeah.
Yeah, take the Slim Jims back. Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. I'll show you. It's done.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Ooh, yeah. I used to date this girl, she would only have sex with me, dig it, when I would watch Tony Danza on TV. She was a who's the prostitute.
Buffalo soldier.
Drew Garabo Live is back.
Giving you a little yacht rock for your Friday afternoon right before Halloween. Don't forget about the big party tonight at McDenton's downtown St. Petersburg with Pitbull Toddler.
If there's one thing in my life,
nailed that.
It's the time that I spend.
It's time for our annual public service. We don't do a lot. Well, okay, I take that back. We do a lot for the community. I'm not here to self-gloss, but we do more for the community than every other radio station in the entire Tampa Bay area combined. This is one of those great services that we do out of the goodness of our hearts because we want to make sure that everyone is safe this Halloween season. Now, I've already tweeted out the FDLE search that you should do in your neighborhood to find out where the creepazoids are so that you can stay away from those houses. Kids, if you see a house with no lights on, don't go knock on that door because you never know what's there. So people must have their lights on. My neighborhood, everybody's changing their lights to those jack-o'-lantern lights outside.
Oh, that's spooky.
I'm like the only house that hasn't done it because I haven't figured out how to. I'm not going to unscrew my light just to put a jack-o'-lantern on it.
There needs to be a real man who does that job.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So what we're going to do, kids, we have 10-year-old Riley dressed as a bumblebee. Let's see. Riley's on microphone 4. Hello, Riley. Thank you very much for being here with us. You see what I did there? Being B because you're a bee?
Yes.
Very clever, isn't it? Very clever that I would. So Riley is 10 and Riley is a bumblebee. Yes.
Yes.
All right. That's Mr. Seth right there. If you knocked on a door to trick or treat and someone who looked like that opened the door, would you take candy from that person?
No.
Very good. Very good. Very smart, Riley. Very smart. She's my favorite already. We also have 10-year-old Aiden, who is Indiana Jones. I believe that will be on microphone 3. Hello, Aiden. How are you?
Good.
Good. Same question. You knock on a door and a dude who looks like that opens it up and he's wearing only a bathrobe. Would you accept candy from that person?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah!
All right. Well.
I've got sun chips.
And finally, 6-year-old Evan is, yes, Aiden is Indiana Jones. And 6-year-old Evan is a Wolverine. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, young man?
Good.
Good. I really like your costume a lot. Yes. Did you, somebody said you wanted to say something about Touch a Tush Thursday yesterday?
Yes. I just wanted to ask my mom, what did your butt feel like?
Well, I think I actually felt your mom's behind.
Oh, boy, this is uncomfortable.
And it was a very respectful behind, suitable for sitting on chairs and couches. And I like your mom a lot as friends. Your mom and I like each other as friends.
Do you think it's funny that Mr. Drew felt your mom's butt?
Yes.
Do you think it's funny that when I felt it, it went right all over my hands? It was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, right? If you knocked on the door for candy and a guy who looked like that opened the door, would you take candy from that guy?
Probably no.
Well, you got 1 out of 3. That's good enough. All right, kids, we're going to ask you some questions here about trick-or-treating, and you're going to say, is this house okay, yes or no? Now, we will start with Riley the Bumblebee. She will be first. Huh? So I've got some sound effects over here, and what we're going to do is we're going to decide if a house is okay. See if we have a knock here. All right. Okay. And there should be a door open. The door open and close isn't working.
It's okay.
So we'll just pretend the door
open. We can move past it.
Okay, Riley, Tom Brady answers the door, quarterback for the New England Patriots. He tells you that if you help pump up all his footballs to regulation size, he will buy you the entire Skittles factory. Is this house okay?
No.
That's right. This house
is, that, it's not okay? I mean, it's Tom Brady.
He's asking her to illegally inflate his footballs.
Skittles factory.
Yeah, no. The end does not justify the means.
Okay.
Very good, Riley. That house was not okay. Moving on to Evan, right next to you. Evan, a dude answers. Oh, hold on 1 second, Evan. A dude answers the door and says, "I'll give you Taylor Swift shaped Reese's cups if you'll sing Bad Blood with him on his karaoke machine." Is that house okay?
No.
That house is not okay. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Good job.
All right, now we've got 10-year-old Aiden as Indiana Jones. Aiden, you're knocking on a door. You go up to a house that doesn't have any lights on. You ring the doorbell, and a guy peeks out of the blinds and stares at you for a few minutes until the cop car in front of his house leaves. Is this house okay?
No, because he probably got arrested.
That's right. That house is not okay. This is definitely not okay. Not
parents
okay.
have to be very proud so far.
So proud. We're doing Is This House Okay? A public service from us to the community. We're back to Riley the Bumblebee. Riley, you knock on the door or ring it, whatever. Elsa answers the door and says if you help her build a snowman out of the devil's dandruff that she's cutting up on the kitchen table, she'll take you to Piggly Wiggly for some candy corn. Is this house okay?
No.
This house is not okay. Very good. Wow, these kids are so bright. No fooling these kids. All right, next 6-year-old Evan. Evan, a nice lady doesn't answer the door, but she offers you a kale smoothie through her doggy door. Is this house okay?
Probably, but I think it's no, and I'll probably say get out of this town and leave this community.
That's right, because kale smoothies are gross. Very good.
He's giving
Very
her
good.
A leave the community over
leave
the kale
the community
smoothie.
Over a kale smoothie. We don't want you here. All right. Next, we've got 10-year-old Aiden. That was awesome. Aiden, a man dressed as Santa, answers the door. He says he's practicing for his stint at the mall this year and wants to know if you will sit on his lap in exchange for a candy cane as big as Jacob 2x heart. Is this house okay?
No, because there's probably not such thing as a candy cane that big.
That's right. This house is not okay. Not okay.
Some smart children these days.
Not okay. All right, we're back to my little bumblebee, Riley. Riley? Jared Fogle answers the door and is immediately tackled by the FBI. In his house are 15 bags of sour gummy bears. Do you walk in and get them after he's arrested?
No, because they're probably...
Tainted, right?
Yes.
That's right. That house is not okay. Not okay. Jared Fogle question. Not okay either.
Well, he was tackled immediately when he opened the door.
Shame on you. All right, young Evan. A dude dressed as Walter White from Breaking Bad says he will give you all the Blue Rock candy you could ever imagine if you help him take down Gus Fring. Is this house okay?
No.
No, that house is not okay. Gustavo Fring cannot be taken down. You're in the middle of Is This House Okay? Our public service from us to the community. We have some of our coworkers' kids here deciding, is this house okay? Finally, we're back to Riley. Riley, you knock on the door or ring the bell, and a woman answers holding a giant pair of scissors. She asks you to help cut her hair in exchange for a bag of fun-sized Kit Kats. Is this house okay?
No.
Actually, that house was okay. That was an okay.
It's okay to cut somebody's hair in exchange for candy?
Sure. That's just a little cosmetology thing.
What?
That's fine.
Really?
We're gonna go to Aiden next.
I don't know if it's okay to do things in exchange for candy.
It says on my sheet that this house was okay.
Well, just so you know, Nikki said it was okay, but I don't think it's okay.
I mean, why is it not okay?
It seems like it's okay to me, Nikki. Yeah. I don't know what Seth's big hang up is. All right, we go to Aiden next. Aiden, you knock on the door and a nice lady answers. She asks you if you want to be a movie director for one night in a film starring her and her boyfriend. In exchange, she'll give you 5 full-size Snickers bar and $10. Is this house okay?
No, because it's not worth it.
Not worth it. No. No, you want to be Steven Spielberg there. None. We have 6-year-old Evan now, dressed as Wolverine. Evan, you're out trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Guy with the van stops you on the street. He says he's got a huge bag of Sour Patch Kids for you if you get inside the van to help him solve his Rubik's Cube. Is this van okay?
No, because he will probably give me half the bag.
That's right. Only half the bag. Only half the bag. You got to hold out for the whole bag, Aiden. Good job. Good job. That house was definitely not okay. Or van. All right. Finally, last one for Riley, the 10-year-old Bumblebee. Ring the bell. A woman answers. She says, oh, you look so cute. I'd love to take a picture of you in exchange for some Skittles. All you have to do is come on inside and pose with some of her baby dolls. Is this house okay?
No, because she's probably too old for baby dolls.
That's right. She is very disturbing. You kids were great. Let's give it up for all these kids.
Great job. Your parents should be very proud. You had the right answers for all those.
Good job, guys. You did very well. Please feel free to take all the candy with you that you want, but not Nikki's cupcakes. So they're the second best baked goods here.
How was that? Did you guys enjoy
Was it fun being on the radio?
Yes.
Good. Right, you guys were great. Good job, everybody. Good job. Good job. Thank you very much to our coworkers as well for trusting us erroneously.
The parents don't look too angry, so that's okay.
Not yet, but okay. There'll be several snide remarks after they leave our studio.
Are
but,
you guys okay?
Thank you, Scotty.
Okay,
you guys are great. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. All right. Coming up next on Drew Garabo Live. Let me wait till the kids leave to do this tease.
Wow, what are we talking about next? I mean, Vincent Jackson from the Bucks is going to call.
Right, in moments, but we got the HOT. Well,
thank you. Great job.
Someone forgot their child.
Rhonda.
Rhonda's like, oh, you're on your own, kid. Coming up next, we're going to tell you what type of sex is the hottest sex.
Oh, no, there's a kid still in the room, you perv.
What type of sex is the hottest sex that you can do? It involves something that is available to all of us, and we'll tell you what it is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.